I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
So, where are we going first? We're going to go to the trailer for the Irish film Wolf, and apparently it's pretty bonkers. I don't know if you know anything about this one, Crossy. It stars George McKay as a man convinced he's a wolf trapped in a human body. And the trailer of the new feature film, which was filmed in Ireland and is a co-production with Poland, has landed online. It follows Jacob, played by the 1917 star George McKay, who believes he's a wolf trapped in a man's body. His family sends him to a clinic, and there Jacob is forced to undergo increasingly extreme forms of curative therapies at the hands of the zookeeper, Paddy Constantine, who's a brilliant actor. Let's have a little listen and see what it sounds like.
Species identity disorder can be cured so that a person who thinks themselves an animal can resume a happy, healthy, and rewarding life.
I want to do it. It's the best thing for everyone.
You're all gonna end up wonderful human beings.
They say the wolf and the wildcat are natural enemies. But they're wrong.
How long have you been here?
Since I can remember.
I'm putting you out of your misery.
We call him the zookeeper. Keep clear of him.
Ever think of running away?
Only one person ever did.
Oh, that sounds a bit dark and moody, isn't it? I'm not hearing you, Crossy, now. Whatever's going on with you. Now, hang on, let me just check.
There you go. Sorry, I didn't press a button here.
Yeah.
What's her name again? Johnny Depp's daughter is in this. So I think this is going to get a lot of attention.
Oh, and how old is she now?
She's in her 20s.
Okay.
So I think this movie is going to be getting the attention for the reasons of, you know, oh, there's actual star power in this.
Do you remember Robin Thicke?
Yes.
Now, I used to think Robin Thicke was great, you know, the first couple of albums. But then he had his Blurred Lines song, and that caused a lot of controversy because it was the tone of the song, what the message of the song was about. But now, supermodel Emily Ratajkowski, I'm just really bad on surnames.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Man, Christopher.
The only reason why I know is Cormac from Room 104 is infatuated by her.
Give us it again.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Emily Ratajkowski.
And can I give a curveball with this one?
Yeah.
A curveball? She has relatives in Cork and sponsors an under-16 male basketball team in County Cork.
Deadly.
No word of a lie.
Well, it's not good this morning because she claims she was groped by Robin Thicke on the set of the music video for Blurred Lines. So she was in the video. She was topless. I believe all the girls were topless in the video. And he was in his suit with the other guy. And they were like, I know you wanted all that kind of stuff they were singing. She alleges the singer grabbed her bare breasts without consent during the filming of the 2013 video. She's one of three models who appeared semi-naked alongside Thicke and Pharrell. And she makes the claims in her book, My Body, out next month. She says, suddenly out of nowhere, I felt coolness and the foreignness of a stranger's hands cupping my bare breast from behind. I instinctively moved away. Looking back at Robin Thicke, he smiled a goofy grin and stumbled backwards. So if that song wasn't sort of in trouble enough, now she's claiming this happened at the video shoot. Which
it went downhill for him, didn't it? Like it made him, you know, everyone knew who Robin Thicke was, but then all these stories started coming out about how sleazy he was. Did Miley Cyrus as well give out about him?
Well, it's a triple whammy now because like he's been accused of, you know, touching her without consent. The song is accused of having a terrible tone about, you know, misogynistic. And then he ripped off Marvin Gaye for the tune of it. So, yes. He should have just left that alone. And I think he did a performance with Miley Cyrus that was very sleazy as well.
Oh, he did, when she was wearing those skin-type clothes.
Yeah, and so he just, whatever it was, people just thought, no, this is sleazy, this isn't cool, this is sleazy.
In the bin.
In the bin. So, and finally, for now, The Eternals, A Race for Immortal Beings was with superhuman powers. You'd know it was October, wouldn't you? Who have secretly lived on Earth for thousands of years, reunite to battle the evil deviants. Starring Angelina Jolie, and here is the trailer. More spooky.
We're Eternals. We came here to protect humans from the deviants.
When you love something, you fight for it.
Dad, I saw him on TV with the cape shooting laser beams.
I don't wear a cape. Any of them.
Let's finish this.
Marvel Studios Eternals, rated PG-13. Only in theaters November 5th.
Oh, yeah.
Barry Keoghan's in it as well.
He's in everything.
It's just, yeah, this is going to be mad. Disney are going to be pumping a lot of money into this.
This is good. All right, that is your dish for now. We've got lots more coming up over the course of the morning. Lots of stuff happening over the weekend. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Dublin's F104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It is a Monday morning, the 4th of October. How are you all? Hope you're good. I know it's, we're into the 4th already, but there's 4 full weeks. I don't know why I mentioned that, but I know a friend of mine is trying to give up smoking, and they're starting today, and a lot of people do that kind of... What's the name of when you give up drinking for October? It's Sober October. Yeah, there's some people are doing that. So there's 4 weeks starting today, 4 full weeks. If you're trying to give something up, maybe, before the end of the year, this could be a good time to do it. Anyway, best luck to my buddy who's trying to give up the smokes. But let's have a look at what's going on in the world today. Liverpool 2, Manchester City 2. What a game. What a goal. Mo Salah. The man is genius. He's a magician. A lot of people saying he was one of the best goals they've seen in many years. Liverpool and Manchester City's thriller was marred by a home fan allegedly spitting towards a member of Pep Guardiola's backroom staff. There's always one, isn't there? One absolute clown. And that's using very nice language. City have suggested the footage was captured by their own cameras and have made an official complaint. Anyway, apart from that, it was a great game. And Mo Salah's goal, if you haven't seen it. And of course, if you want to watch it back, if you missed it or something like that, and you go to a lot of things, it's like, this footage is not available in your country. So I ended up watching it with, I don't even know what the foreign language was. Some foreign language version of it that wasn't geo-blocked. I was able to watch it over and over and send it to people. Incredible stuff. And a lot of people saying that Mo Salah is the greatest Premier League footballer right now. There's no question. He had an assist yesterday as well, didn't he? Top draw, Liverpool and Man City in Anfield Classic. This is a front page of the Irish Daily Mirror this morning. Michaela Witness found dead. Body of key figure in Mauritius murder trial is discovered on wasteland. The main witness in the Michaela McCreevy murder trial was found dead yesterday. The body of Raj Tikovoy, who was discovered beside wasteland on the Indian Ocean island of Mauritius. So that story is there. Light wedding. This is... hang on, I'll tell you what it's doing. Oh, yeah. The lottery. Let's get to the lottery. Let's go to the... So, the lottery. So, on Friday, I did reveal to everyone that if I won the 18 or 19 million, I would give you all sorts of presents. And people sent us in various things to the value of a grand or less. And we got some great ones. Most of them to do with, a few quid for holidays or pay off your car, whatever it is. Unfortunately, as you can hear, I didn't win, and nobody did. Nobody in Ireland won. Two people in Ireland won 850,000 for five numbers plus the bonus. So if that was you, that would do it, wouldn't it? That'd be okay. The biggest jackpot in Irish Lotto history continues to roll after nobody matched six numbers to claim 19.06 million. 19 million. Prize was capped for the first time, which meant more than a million is added to prize money. It was distributed to the next winning tier. So that's why you match five plus one. got extra money.
Donna Bate and BlackRock.
Donna Bate and BlackRock, okay. Who, which?
$800,000
Donna Bate. Well done, Donna Bate. Well done, BlackRock. I've always been big fans of both of you, you know that. Crossy takes these things very seriously. He's watching. He has the belief. Crossy has the belief. Two players. Somebody told me years ago that they were sure that I would win the lottery one day. Like, they were sure of it. And I'm glad, but come on. Two players in Dublin narrowly missed out on the jackpot. Just one number. Oh, man. Would it stick in your head, though? You know, would it drive you mad for the rest of your life? Yeah, you got 850,000. That's great. But would it stick in your head that if you had one more number, you would have got 19 million? I don't know if it would. I think I'd be okay with it. 826,392. I'd take the 392. Both tickets were quick picks. Of course they were quick picks. It's always quick picks. And the selections were sold at Spar in Newtown Park Avenue. Wow. Okay. I know a lot of people around there in Blackrock. And the Super Value in Donabate, both in Dublin. So check your tickets, everybody. That's exciting, isn't it? Ooh. Mushrooms can save the planet. Mushrooms could help save the planet, say experts. They soak up carbon dioxide. They support plant life. And they can even replace polyesterine, according to British scientists. The vegetable and other fungi could therefore become a key weapon in the fight against climate change. Go on, the mushrooms. Always been a big fan of BlackRock, Donabate and mushrooms. That's brilliant, isn't it? And let's see, see, there's bad stories and there's good stories. I'm going to kind of finish on a good story. There's so many bad stories. I don't like the bad stories. Barbie is in space. Now, Barbie was in the shower this morning for me, but Barbie is the first in space. It's the first doll in space on a mission to inspire a generation of girls. The brand has teamed up with the European Space Agency. This is for real. I thought they just made a space doll, but no. And the Italian astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti, she's an astronaut, and her doll is being sent from the European Space Agency base in Germany on a zero-gravity flight, so Barbie really will be floating. Gavin James has already been there with his album, of course. He sent his album into space a few years ago. And it marks World Space Week, which begins today. Happy World Space Week to you all. A portion of the sales from the Barbie will be donated to Women in Aerospace to create a Barbie bursary for a PhD student. Cool. Samantha's training for a six-month mission to the International Space Station in April and will be given the role of commander. She has her own Barbie. So well done to her. Okay, so if you want to get Barbie, Space Barbie, that's going to be the... I'd imagine Santa Claus might have a few Space Barbies knocking around this year. Get your list in early to avoid disappointment. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. If you want to WhatsApp us for anything at all, 087-679-7104 is the number for anything at all. It's free. 717 now. Here's the Kid Laroi and Bebo. It's F104. Time for some strawberry ads. Come on.
Family from Bally Bally Bally. And we saved ourselves a fortune by buying a hen instead of some eggs. We're saving ourselves €6.50 nearly a week by having a hen laying eggs and not having to buy them in the shop.
The money that we're saving, we use to buy more sausages.
I like egg. Hen. I bought a hen.
That's right, you said that already.
I love my wife, no matter what anyone says. And I can't believe that she's such a fox and I let her near my hen because I thought she might eat the hen because she's a fox. Be like us. Buy a hen. Eat your eggs. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. Eggs.
Discover Navin. Want to get away from it all? Want to feel away from everything? Featuring no railway station at all and no central bus station. Spend some time in Ireland's fifth largest town. Navin has it all. Discover Navin. Are you Navin fun yet? Birthplace of Sir Francis Beaufort and Pierce Brosnan and Hector. Stroll up Bruce Hill and visit the chip shop for some chips. Putting the me into mead. I'm Navin the crack lads. Discover Navin. Somebody has to. I've spent years trying to get rid of them.
Lady Barbers. Barbara Ellis. The barbers for men by women. Pop in and have a little off the side from our world-class lady barbers. Lady Barbers. Barbara Ellis. Cut by gals, but only for the fellas. Cindy, Francine and Luscious have been hand-picked to chop your hair in our shop. Blade 2 all over? That'll take no time. It's a great buzz. We'll even sweep up your hair and stuff it into a mini pillow to take home to your hamster. Barbara Ellis for the fellas. Are you going anywhere nice on your holidays?
This summer, you can't miss the hilarious new rom-com, Sleepless in Sallynoggin.
Sleepless in Sallynoggin.
You know it's a good film if we don't play any clips from the film and just play random clips.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Of people outside a cinema. Here's what people are saying about it.
Hilarious.
I laughed my bra off.
They stopped talking to me.
Wow, this is the best film I've ever seen, and I'm not just saying that because they gave me free nachos.
We haven't even seen that film. We just came out to use the jacks.
Sleepless in Sallynoggin. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 13%. You're in for a surprise. A surprise it didn't go straight to DVD. Another one to avoid on Netflix in 3 months. Sleepless in Sallynoggin. It'll send you off to the land of Nod.
Oh yes, Billie Eilish has cast a Sally in the live-to-film version of The Nightmare Before Christmas. The happier-than-ever singer will join Danny Elfman, who will reprise his role as Jack Skellington for the live shows in LA. And you can just call her Sally. Billie Eilish is joining Disney's live-to-film concert experience of Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas as the beloved character, according to Billboard. She's 19. She's set to appear alongside musician and producer Danny Elfman. And here is the original Sally song from The Nightmare Before Christmas to get you in the mood for when she's appearing.
I sense there's something in the wind that feels like tragedy's at hand. And though I'd like to stand by him, can't shake this feeling that I have. The worst is
you can imagine Billie singing that, can't you?
Haunting.
You can imagine her doing it, it's going to be good. It'll be a bit more spooky, I'd say, even. And this is good news, Crossy. I don't know if you watch this show, but it's pretty good.
Go on.
Oh, yes. It's back. As we continue to live in such an unpredictable times, the distinctive comedic voice of Larry David becomes ever more appreciated. This promo starts to look like this. The earth is actually the top of Larry David's bald head. As it pulls away, you notice that his... Yes, it's him. It's his bald... There he is. It's Larry David is back. Oh, can't wait. Series 11 is looking good.
There's a fantastic TikTok of somebody at a match and they're filming him without him knowing.
Yeah.
And he's taking his coat off, wanting to sit down, stands up, doesn't know whether to put the coat in the back of the chair, gets up again, looks at the chair, sits down again, puts his coat on, takes it off.
He is.
And they're just like, it's him.
It's him. It's the same. He was pictured at a famous tennis match recently, that girl who won the Grand Slam. He was there in the crowd and people were going, Larry David's there. It's just so cool. Anyway.
We all have a bit in him.
Series 11 is coming and I can't wait.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Yes. Oh, yes. If you ever want to wind somebody up, please do get in touch with us. We love that. We love it. Now, some of the ideas you have are a little bit cruel and we have to talk you off the ledge on those. And some of the ideas aren't very good and we have to sort of give you a few ideas towards it. But whatever it is, you just give us the person and we'll get a bit of we'll ring you back. We get information about the person you want to get and we sort of work out what could work, what could not work. There's a lot that goes into it, right? Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes you never hear them. But sometimes it does, and it's magic. So if you want to get in touch, just make sure you send us in a message today on WhatsApp and use the word prank somewhere in it. We can search the word prank and find all the ones then, and we'll give you a buzz back, and we'll have a chat to you, okay? So if you fancy doing it, do get in touch, because we've got some new ones coming up, and there's a few in the pipeline that are going to be class. Here is one that was requested. This is a man called Kieran. He's looking to get an extension, but there's a few dodgy dealings. Well, there's not really any dodgy dealings, but his friend gives us information that could be considered dodgy. And he gets a phone call asking him all sorts of awkward questions, which he doesn't like. It's
F104. Hi, Kieran speaking.
How are you doing? I'm Jesse Johnson here. I'm calling from Fingal County Council.
Jesse.
Just listen, I'm just ringing. There's been a couple of queries about you're doing a bit of work there out in... Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at my records here now. A couple of queries. I can iron this out. Don't worry about it. So
very good relationship with all of our neighbours.
Now, did you change the angle of a window out the back?
Well, I'll tell you what we did, right, was the angle that it's at today is exactly as it is on the...
Does that window open, does it?
There's a small portion of it that opens.
Could you stick your head out through it, like?
Yeah.
So could you stick your head out for talk's sake and look around into the other properties?
Well, it's a window, you can see through.
No, you can see through it, obviously, but like, you open the window and look around the corner and down back in. One of the concerns would be that you would stick your head out the window and look around, peer around back into the garden like that.
No, you wouldn't be able to, but the window opens, of course. It has to open because it's a bedroom window, you know, but popping your head out of it doesn't give you any sort of additional vantage point into any other properties. Now, I tell you this now, you're more than welcome to come out and do a site visit if you want.
Okay. Are you building one of them party bars in the back garden? Like, you know, one of those like cabins that has a bar in it? Flat screen TV and 25 people inside it and all that kind of pit noise and barbecues and all shouting?
No.
No, there's none. Now, one of the other concerns is the fellas who are doing the work during the last few weeks, like, do they have facilities for going to the toilet?
There's a port-a-loo on the road.
Right, yeah. And were they using that now?
I'd assume they were. I wasn't checking on them every time they were going to the toilet now, but...
Well, this fella says he's seen them just having a whiz in the garden, and at one stage, two or three of them jumped over the wall and had a whiz in his garden.
So they jumped...
Well, they use ladders.
They use ladders to have a wee.
Well, wee at least. He said use the toilet or you know, just go in the garden, yeah. He didn't say exactly what they were doing.
Right. Obviously, I can't deny that because I wasn't there the whole time during the build, you know, what they're doing. But if they have, if he has, I suppose, photographic evidence,
yeah,
by all means, send it on.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's right.
But there is, I can confirm to you that there is a port-a-loo at the front of the house.
Right. And did you at any point threatened to set fire to his house?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely, sir.
You didn't send him a note saying, if you keep complaining, I'll burn you out?
I didn't.
Good man. Good man. Let's write that down here. No. No, no, no. It never got that serious. Are you alright there, Daniel?
No, shit. You get your head out that window anyway.
You little ferret.
That's you. I'll get you back for the old adverse prank there.
Yes. F***ing f*** you. F***ing sake. Jesse f***ing Johnson.
Jesse.
I should have f***ing known. And that's Portaloo was only there the last 2 days.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
I'll antagonise this little that's out there setting up.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Wake up.
You curly headed freak.
FM 104.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie car insurance. Empowering Irish women every day. Visit MissQuote.ie.
Claudine is in East Wall. Good morning, Claudine.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. You work in customer care?
Yeah.
Are people always very nice to you, or sometimes people get a bit stroppy?
Stroppy mainly.
Stroppy, but you're able to deal with it. Very calm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And can you use that calm zen vibe that I'm getting from you this morning on Instagram to win 1,000?
Hopefully it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
So yeah, I mean, if you're used to dealing with people, you know, complaining and giving out and, you know, shouting or whatever, then this should be easy.
We'll see.
What do you reckon, Crossy?
I think so. Does anyone ever think you're a robot when they finally get through to you? Are you a robot?
No, people think I'm Vodafone customer care in India.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or wherever it is, yeah.
Okay,
Like, oh, you're not over in Egypt, are you? I'm like, nope.
I always ask them what the weather's like. Is that really strange when I ever get to shoot to customer care? Because I always want to know where they are.
That is a bit strange, yeah.
Yeah, because my friend went to Poland to teach people from an Irish company that moved over to Poland, and she said it's mad, like there's like massive stories with different companies all in this. So I'm, ever since then I'm like, where are you?
I just imagine they're never near windows, they're in like big offices.
Yeah, so like a Netflix game.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know about the weather. Do you sit near a window, do you, Claudine?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're very lucky.
But working from home, so maybe bedroom.
Okay, very good. So you know the rules, yeah?
Yeah, it's 10 questions in 50 seconds or something.
Yeah. Now, you're not on speaker or anything, are you?
I have you on speaker, yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't take us off speaker. It's just the only thing is it's not very good quality, see?
No problem. Is that better?
Let's have a listen. Say hello there.
Hi.
Oh, much better. Yeah, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 questions. €1,000. Best of luck, Claudine.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Which day of the week has the most letters in its name?
Wednesday.
What product are Häagen-Dazs famous for?
Ice cream.
All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't help with what children's character?
Humpty Dumpty.
Vienna is the capital of what country?
Italy.
True or false, Jim Carrey is American?
True.
The nickname of the 5-cent coin in America is also the name of what metal?
Nickel.
What decade was Gavin James born in?
Decade. No idea.
I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor was a 2005 hit for what band?
Don't know.
Not including jokers, how many cards are there in a pack of cards?
52.
And Boyle is a town in what Irish county?
No idea.
Oh. Oh,
going so good.
There's just a few no ideas going on.
Yeah, I just don't know what to say.
What is that? You just I'm not even going to guess.
No, because what comes out, God only knows what it even would be.
You can't be afraid to answer because that's how you get the 10. All right, so You did okay for the first few. Wednesday, ice cream and Humpty Dumpty. Nice and easy. Yeah. I'd say a lot of kids will get those three. Austria is the...
Austria. I knew it wasn't Italy after I said it.
Yeah, Vienna. Jim Carrey isn't American. He's a Canadian.
There you go.
Yeah. Nickel was correct. You got that, I think, yeah. Gavin James was born in 1991.
Yeah, but so I don't know what that is in decades.
It's the 90s.
90s. There you go.
Arctic Monkeys. Not brutal,
it's
relax.
It's Monday, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Honestly, I can't count backwards. I'm asking crossy questions here. I've had coffee and everything. My brain is not turned on yet. So don't beat yourself up. I wouldn't have got these unless I written them myself. Arctic Monkeys, 52 cards is correct. And Roscommon is where Boyle is.
Roscommon. Sorry.
So you got five, Claudine. Five, yeah.
Rubbish.
It's not rubbish, Claudine. It's just a bit of messing. It's just a bit of messing in your bedroom before work starts.
Yeah.
And you would have had €1,000 if you got them all right, so it was worth a go, wasn't it?
Yeah, God love the try.
And you live in East Wall, which is about 2 minutes away from your local McDonald's, so I would go in there and get yourself a little breakfast, coffee for €4, you're grand.
Nah, pass. No, just okay. Have coffee.
All right, Claudine, well done. Thanks for playing.
No problem, thank you.
So everyone I've asked who's watching Ken, what's it like? They go, yeah, it's good, yeah. Crossy, are you watching it?
I watched the first episode and then I've kind of just went, eh.
Have you series linked it?
I've series linked it. And you know, my friend has watched the whole thing because it came out in America before it came out here. So if you're watching it thinking it's glitzy, a bit Hollyoaks-esque, it's because it was made for American audience.
Oh, it's a bit Hollyoaks?
Do you not find it's a bit damn?
I haven't seen a frame of it. I don't know.
So. Maybe it's because your man is from Hollyoaks. Maybe but every time I see it, I'm just like, oh, it's a bit Hollyoaks.
So you're gonna. What did your friend think of it when he finished it?
Really liked it, really, okay. But nothing like Love Hate. It's a different. It's like you're on the M1 when you should be on the M3.
It must be. Whenever they, I keep saying it. Every time anyone mentions it, and they say it's not like Love Hate. Say the people who make it must go. Stop saying that.
Stop. I know it's just on the same.
I know it's a gangster drama on a Sunday night with so many actors that were in the Love Hate, but it's not the same. Okay. Anyway, here's a sneak peek. Things are heating up as the Kinsella family are back at Eamon Cunningham by stealing his gear.
You're watching this toilet.
He's got nothing to do with any of this.
Neither did Jamie.
What do you want?
You're to take me to where you keep Eamon's gear.
How much did they get?
All of it.
To Jamie.
Jamie.
Jamie. Jamie.
Yeah, definitely not Hollyoaks.
I don't know. It just feels a bit glitzy. Too glitzy for me.
Sugar Babes, Jade Ewan, I don't know which one she is, makes. She must be one of the newer Sugar Babers. I only know the original lineup. I originally supported the band back then.
bit of a fan, Jim.
A bit of a fan, yeah. Louis Miguel gives Love a new chance with the famous singer Mariah Carey, played by Sugar Babes Jade Ewan. The pair originally dated from 1999 to 2001. Here is a clip of Mariah dishing the details on her new romance back to Oprah.
And so how did it happen? How did you meet?
Well, I've been trying my best to not talk about it too much, but since we're here, we've got a little extra air time.
Yeah.
We were in Aspen last Christmas. He was at his own place. He had rented a house, and I had rented a house for my family.
Yeah.
Because I like to have a white Christmas, so we went there. The real estate people told him that I wanted to meet him, which I didn't even know he was there. And they told me that he wanted to have a party for me in a private restaurant at a private party. So they were matchmaking and setting this up.
The real estate people.
The real estate agents who rented us the houses.
Everybody needs a real estate agent like that. Yeah.
A Peter Griffin lookalike is so famous he got shouted out on Family Guy. So this guy does a really good impersonation of Peter Griffin, and they mentioned him on the show itself. You know you are a ringer when this happens. This is the greatest dream, he said, for any impersonator to manage to get a shout out on the actual show.
There's a guy on there, TikTok. It's real life Peter Griffin here, and it's come to my attention that some of you have not heard that. Ba 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 is a word, a well a bird, 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 and a bird is a word, a well a don't you know about a bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about a bird. Ba 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 is a word, a well a bird. Griffin bird.
Wow.
That's our brain today, Monday.
He's made it.
FM 104.
Dublin's F104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we can now zoom into our old pal, Gizza Laugh, Enya Martin, who is fit and funny, because she's a personal trainer and a comedian.
He's hitting on you, Enya.
I know. I
know you stopped doing that. Don't talk to guests.
Daughter. Yeah. Fit and funny, yeah, I actually like that.
It's a good name for a show.
It's a good name for a coffee shop, because they're popping up everywhere.
Gizza Coffee.
Gizza Coffee.
You need to branch out.
Let's just have shares in my coffee shop, fit and funny, but that's the best I can do. I'll give you ownership as well, but or a free coffee, but yeah, that's the best I can do.
Gizza Coffee, I think.
Gizza Coffee.
Gizza Coffee probably sounds better, yeah, and I'll just like buy a secondhand van off Dundee and just off I go.
Yeah, you need to branch out into all sorts of Gizza Burrito, Gizza Coffee, Gizza Laugh. You got it all covered.
Gizza Break.
Actually goes everything, you know. I'm not like just trapped in one category, so yeah, I can always brand you
now. And you, for fans of yours who follow you on your social media, and I have to say I'm one of them, like I don't quite feel like I live with you, but I know everything. I know when you keep getting locked in car parks, you've had unfortunate incidents with your shoes in Willa White's car. In fact, like, it was great getting back to doing gigs, but it seemed like someone was nearly telling you, Enya, you shouldn't be doing this.
No, do you know what? It seems like somebody told me the opening and closing times of that car park changed, right? Because I always remember closing at like 12 o'clock. And there I am, didn't drink. I was like, right, I'm driving home, in and out. And I'm walking around, had a great gig in the Laughter Lounge, walking around, about a 10-minute walk, and the shutter's down. I'm like, crap, right? Because, you know, Crossy, who walks down from 104, he was there. And he was like, stay for a drink. And I was like, no, I have to go back and get my car. And I ended up having to get a taxi. So, yeah, that was crap, excuse the pun. And then the following night, I told myself, that's not going to happen again. Okay, I'm going to get out on time. I didn't get out on time, and I got locked out of car park again. And then I stepped in human feces. And
human?
I had to get
Wow. It was...
Like, do you ever just walk down an alleyway, right, and you're like, there's no way, I've never seen a dog in town, right? I've never seen a dog in town. So I was like, there's no way this is, like, dog crap. Like, there's just no way.
Oh, no.
And I was like, Jesus, like, that's a lot, isn't it? And Willow was like, yeah, watch our step. And I got into his car, and I could start smelling something. Like, you know, he had a lovely car. It looked like it was only brand new. And he had to, like, burn the mat. We had to put the bag into, like, a hazmat bag. It was just...
Right, without going into too much detail, was it in the middle of the alleyway, or like were you walking behind some bins?
It was everywhere. Like landmines. They were like landmines, invisible ones, because it was really, really dark. So yeah, I actually spotted it. I spotted it everywhere, and I don't know how I still managed to step in it. So that's what I don't understand.
But when you walk down an alleyway at night, that's not the thing you're most afraid of. It's like it's humans, but not the stuff they leave behind.
I know, that was the least of my worries. It was actually the least of my worries. And you know, it'd be different if I had like a crap set, excuse the pun, but like I actually had two great nights there. And yeah, locked my car in the car park twice and stepped in human feces. So, you know, you have to take the good with the bad, don't you?
Yeah, that's unfortunate though.
But that's really bad.
It's really bad.
I know, the runner is still in my front garden. Like, I still haven't touched it.
You should take a picture of the runner.
Maybe that's why people tie runners to power lines.
To get rid of the smell.
Yeah.
And throw them up on there. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Or maybe because they're so high up, they won't stand a chance of stepping on it. Now, I heard hanging runners on a wire is for a different reason, but...
Yeah. No, it's comedians who've had really good gigging. Oh, look, somebody's been really funny around here.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, we hope Galway isn't as bad. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I'm actually really looking forward to Galway and the Galway Comedy Festival. I haven't been there since before COVID. And do you know what? It's always good crack, because Galway is like, you know, when we want to go on like a Stags or a Hens and we don't want to go abroad, we either go to Galway or like the likes of Kilkenny. So it's on a bank holiday as well when I'm down there. I'm down there Saturday night and Sunday night. It's the 23rd and the 24th. And then the bank holiday Monday as well. I'm going to stay there by myself if I have to, on my tod, and have my own night out, because all the restrictions are going to be lifted by then, please God. Oh, and yeah, I'll be able to stay there for the death.
And you know, comedians aren't well known for looking after themselves. So when you're sort of hanging out with the other comedians, do they hit you up for some free advice on, you know, nutrition and exercise? Or?
I'm not going to lie, it hasn't happened yet. I genuinely think people still think I'm making it up and it's just one big gag. But I'm genuinely in the industry. And you know what? It actually massively helped during lockdown because it gave me a reason to get up and actually provide me with a bit of income as well. Like, and I still can't believe people take me seriously because I wasn't expecting them to. Again, thought it was one big gag. But no comedians have approached me yet. Why is fishing for information, asking on behalf of a friend?
No, I think they will. I think, you know, they might, you might see them kind of, you know, sidling over to you going, what should I be doing?
Well, a lot of personal trainers are therapists as well because they spend so much time talking to somebody. So if your therapist can also make you laugh sometimes.
Fit and funny, I'm telling you.
Fit and funny. And like, did I have to say, I was one of those people when I saw it, I was like, is she messing now or is she actually getting into it? And like, had you done that? Had you done a course in it or did you just decide?
Yeah, I done a course at the end of 2019.
Right.
Yeah, and then that's when the pandemic hit us then in March. And I actually done it just out of interest because I actually had my own PT and I really enjoyed it. And I was like, I want other people to know how easy this is. Like, you don't have to be going on these mad diets and all. And then everything started shut down slowly but surely. And yeah, I ended up getting a website built and everything. And I started another Instagram page, Coach Enya, as well. And my the gym up the road for me had a vacancy and they were taking on someone with the outdoor classes. So yeah, I was able to get another job in lockdown. So that's why you should always have a plan B of yourself employed.
Isn't that mad that you did that before you knew what was coming? It's weird. Like, it's like someone was looking out for you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, premonitions. Well, I wish someone had told me that when I stepped in feces down an alleyway, but sure luck. I was delighted with that because otherwise I would have been gone insane. I would have had no routine. So yeah, I was really happy about that because I just can't sit there and know I'm not making money. Like, I have to be able to provide for myself. So I'm delighted that happened in the end.
And what would your nanny in her housecoat and her cigarette think of you coming in and telling you're going to be a personal trainer? What would she say to that?
A personal what? I just don't think they get it. What would you be lifting weights for, like a man? They just don't understand. But sure, look, she's not complaining when I'm offering her a fit kitchen. So
nice.
Yeah. My mom actually, she I used to live where I don't live where anymore now. I'm actually in my mom's house now. But she has 9 lives and do you know what? She doesn't need a PT. So yeah. She has COPD, gut infection. She has one eye at the minute. So yeah, she's battling through, God love her. Cotton Eye Joe, I've been calling her lately. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen it. But yeah, brilliant. Eileen as well, I've been calling her. Her name's Kathleen.
Brilliant. Well, look, we're hoping to see you playing Dublin as well. Like, Galway sounds like the crack, though. And so that's the Comedy Festival in Galway, Bank Holiday weekend. And hopefully you won't step in anything else in an alleyway. Bring it, get it, maybe get a torch.
Maybe I'll just put them Kleenex boxes around me runners. Yes. You know, like a man out of the 80. I remember Leonardo DiCaprio, he was just like a germaphobe, walk around in a massive bubble.
Well, that's how you become one, I'd say. Yeah.
He was faking his job though, which you're not.
Well, you know, come and see me and form that opinion for yourself. But I've heard I'm funny. So yeah.
Well, she is funny. She's fit. She's fit and funny. Gives a laugh. Gives a coffee.
Something smells funny. Enya Martin.
Don't pick up that runner in her front garden.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
It's good to talk to you.
See you guys.
All right. All this week, with thanks to our good friends in physicalkenny.ie, we're giving you every day a chance to win a 2-night stay for 2 adults with dinner and breakfast in Kilkenny. Today's prize is the lovely Kilkenny Ormond Hotel. As you've heard, I've stayed there many times, and so has Crossy. You're a regular down there, Crossy?
I'm going to be there in the second week of November for a Bingo Loco gig. It's so good.
Fantastic. So we have a 2-night stay with dinner and breakfast for 2 adults in the 4-star Kilkenny Ormond Hotel. KilkennyOrmond.com is the website. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Hi, Jim.
How are you? You all right?
I'm good, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, well, listen. You have won. Yeah, oh yeah. You've won this prize to go to Kilkenny. Who are you going to bring?
I might bring my new puppy, Indy.
Your puppy?
Yeah.
Kilkenny for a 2-night stay. Whatever you're into, Susan.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's okay, if they allow pets. Do they allow pets, Crossy? I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out. But if not, you know,
if
sneak
not,
in your bag. It's a little small, was it? A shih tzu?
He's a Maltese Shih Tzu, yeah.
He's a Maltese Shih Tzu. Well, you know, I'm sure he'll love the fine dining and bars down there. What's his name?
His name is Indy.
Indy, okay, yeah. Well, look.
Oh, wow. I'm just after Googling, Jim.
What?
Oh, will everyone Google a Maltese Shih Tzu? Oh, wow. It's like a little teddy bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he brown?
So cute. He's kind of cream and white, you know, a little bit of black. Oh,
I'm sure to photograph to Emma Nolan, who's right in front of me right now. Oh wow.
He's only a puppy. Oh man.
Can we babysit if you go on your trip with the other half?
Oh look, listen, thanks so much. That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Enjoy
thanks
that, okay?
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Cheers. Bye bye. There she goes.
Bye-bye.
We will have a different prize tomorrow. And so thanks for friends in visitkilkenny.ie if you want to have a nice autumn escape. Go off for the weekend for the crack. It is a brilliant place to go. It has everything you need. More prizes tomorrow. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.